Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for what? Nacho's Revenge, y'all. Mm. Everyone good?
Yeah.
Can we say good morning to Ruth?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth. We're up early with you. We hear you need some revenge on your boyfriend, Arnold. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So my boyfriend does not know how to use the grill. And he truly believes he is man enough to start this thing and figure it out himself.
Okay. Doesn't sound like it went well.
Oh, no. No matter how many times I told him that I know how to use the grill, he refused to let me help him.
Oh.
He's having his moment.
Oh, he's having his little moment. He wants to do it himself. And then he says, you know, it's a man's job to grill. I can figure it out.
Oh, no.
I never understood this. Like, if my wife told me that she knows how to grill, like, oh, perfect.
Go ahead, babe.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at eating. Let's go.
I know that's right, Niche. Okay, so what happened? It sounds like a disaster story happening.
He just could not get the fire going. He got so impatient. Mm-hmm. And so he put a ridiculous amount of lighter fluid on the grill.
Oh.
And I hear this commotion, right? I come outside and he looks scared and flustered. And I'm like, what happened? The whole grill was like in flames.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to be able to cook on that. And luckily, somebody had a fire extinguisher.
Somebody.
So put the fire out quickly.
Okay, okay, good.
Okay.
And then people are asking what happened. And he's like, yeah, the grill was totally acting crazy. There must be a malfunction.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Send it back to the factory.
He just didn't know how to use the grill, you know?
Right. Well, at least he didn't blame you. It could have been worse. He'd be like, I don't know. What happened, babe? What'd you do?
Right?
It's all our fault.
Okay, so grill is done. Obviously, you want to teach him a lesson this morning with a prank call.
My hope is maybe you can say you're like the fire marshal or something, and you can scold him.
Scold him? I love it. Okay. So you want me to be like a fire marshal Nacho and call him to scold him about I heard what happened?
Yeah, like that he didn't know how to use the grill, and you could say that you did a personal investigation or something. I don't know.
Okay. I got you. All I need is your man Arnold's number, and we're going to prank him for you up next, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I got you. All right. Listen, Morning Mess, Nacho's Revenge up next. We're going to do this prank off for all the ladies. All the ladies listen to Nacho's Revenge. Okay, Morning Mess here. Oh, I'm a single ladies. All right. So we were talking to Ruth. Ruth, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
All right, we got to teach your man a lesson. I know a lot of ladies have to go through this. Like, guys, I don't understand this. If a lady knows how to do something that you don't know how to do, it's okay. Like grilling. You are nice on the grill. Your boyfriend says he's nice in the grill. Well, you know he's not. He's trying to do the manly thing. Is that, you know, I know. And he what did he blow up the grill? What the hell did he do to the grill?
He just lit it on fire, the whole thing.
Was it too much lighter fluid? Because I know I have some cousins that do. They put too much and it just goes up too high. And
yeah, he doused it.
Doused it.
Okay.
So we're going to see. She has a great idea, guys. Hmm. She wants me to pretend that I'm a fire marshal.
So believable.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this.
Ruth, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's embarrass your man Arnold. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, this is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's, with Goodyear, with two O's, fire department. Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Fire Marshal, but Marshal is sick, so I'm the Fire Nacho.
What?
Hi.
You're the Fire Marshal?
Yes, but I'm Fire Nacho.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's too early in the morning for this. How can I help you?
Well, as the Fire Nacho, I have launched a private investigation in regards to the fire over the weekend. Do you remember that?
Oh, right. I don't remember the fire department getting called.
Exactly. It was a fire, and you didn't call us, the firemen. I mean, why? Obviously, you call us, Arnold.
Well, we had it under control.
Oh, you control fire? What are you, like, Charmander Pokemon?
How does that work?
No, but we had a fire extinguisher.
Right, okay. Well, listen, I think you didn't call us because you weren't man enough. That's what I'm thinking.
Wait, what?
A real man would have known how to use the grill that caused the fire to begin with.
Not necessarily.
Well, second of all, a real man would have called us for help. It's okay for men to ask for help, Arnold. You do know this, right?
I don't know why you're blowing this out of proportion.
A real man would have let his girlfriend handle the grilling if he was man enough to do so.
What's up with all the weird macho man talk?
What?
You're supposed to be a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
Like, aren't you the good guy?
Okay. Yes. Well, before I'm a firefighter, I'm a fireman, okay? Little princess.
Princess?
Yes.
Princess.
Princess Arnold, you heard me.
Oh, my God. What the hell is wrong with you? I definitely never call a 911
no
now.
Way!
Hey, Arnold.
Wait, what's going on?
Well,
what's going on?
You're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. We're a radio show. And your girl, Ruth, put us up to this prank call this morning. Ruth, you there?
Oh, man. I was just literally embarrassed. This isn't helping.
Babe, you wouldn't let me help you with the grill because you're a man. You literally started a fire.
Oh, come on. Okay, bye.
He just hung up, Ruth.
Okay.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Well, I loved that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.